My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus started out by teaching in the synagogue. Now he introduces a switch. The Sunday seashore becomes his synagogue, and the fishing boat becomes his pulpit. Jesus started out by teaching with statements. Now he introduces another switch. He used simple stories from everyday life to teach people about eternal life. Why did Jesus switch to stories? First, stories attracted people's attention, make them think, and were easy to remember. Second, stories tested people's hearts. If their hearts were right, people could sense the truth of Jesus' teaching. The stories of Jesus contained just enough light for a person who wanted to know the truth and just enough shadow for a person who wanted to remain in darkness. My dear brothers and sisters, the parable of the sower in today's gospel illustrates the action of the Word of God. In St. Mark's Gospel, the story is given an allegorical treatment in that its significant image of the parable has a corresponding meaning. The seed is the Word of God. Birds and sun, Satan, rocky ground superficially before tribulation and persecution, thorns, worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, the craving for things, and rich soil, acceptance of the word. Jesus says, that they who hear the word and accept it are the ones who bear fruit 30 and 60 and 100 fold. The question for us today to reflect is this: how open are we to all of Jesus' teachings? Are we the thorns? Or are we the rich soil? We pray, Lord, help us to open our ears to your voice, our minds to your truth, and our hearts to your love. Amen.